Hey, good morning, everyone. It's a real privilege and joy to be joining you this morning. I know I can speak for all of us at Hope Church and all the team that have come and just say we received such a warm welcome this morning and we really, really appreciate it. And also what a privilege to witness the beautiful dedication of Susanna. And I just think it's wonderful to celebrate new life coming into the world. But for those of you who don't know me, this is my wee family. I'm Hillary and I'm married to Bill. We live in a white house around the corner, but we are not the Clintons. Sorry to disappoint you. We've come to several services with our girls that you've done, and we've just been blown away, really, by your welcome, but also the creative ways that you engage and worship God. So it really is a joy and a privilege to be here, and I really appreciate the invitation that Simon and Carlton and Diane have given me. So your jam mornings this year have been on walking and worshipping with Jesus. And this morning is called Walking with Jesus from Fear to Faith. So I want to begin by giving you all a wee question to think about. It's actually quite a personal question to be asked by a stranger, but you'll be glad to know you don't have to give the answer out loud. So are you afraid of anything? Is there anything that makes you want to run a mile in the opposite direction? So I can see minds working all over the room, young and old. But I'm going to tell you a little secret about me this morning. Actually, most people in my life do not know this, so you're really privileged. But I've got something that I am really terrified of. So I'm going to put a couple of pictures up on the screen, and Hannah's going to watch out for me who puts their hand up first. I have taken a packet of Haribo from Bill's secret stash. And he does have a secret stash, by the way. So whoever gives me the correct answer first will get this packet of Haribo. So it's a good prize, isn't it? Right? So which one of these four things am I afraid of? Hannah? Yes, this wee one here? How did you know that? That's absolutely amazing. You are absolutely right. It is not. You get a packet of Haribo, yeah? Even my closest friend did not guess this right when I asked her. So it's not a fear of flying, it's not a fear of spiders, it's not a fear of heights, it's actually a fear of crabs. And the reason why I don't tell people this is because people laugh at me when I share it with them. But there's several things I don't like about crabs, okay? I don't like the way they walk sideways. I think that's just totally unnatural. I don't like their eyes. I don't like the way they look at me from under the shell with their eyes. And I don't like, the pinchers are the worst part, really, for me. So thankfully, you know, I don't meet crabs very often in everyday life. And when I do go to the seashore, I actually wear shoes in the sea so I don't step on one. But, you know, it's easy to laugh about being afraid of something like that. But there's another wee thing I'm afraid of this morning, and this is also something I don't tell people very often. And it's something that I actually have to face a lot more often than crabs. And do you know what it is? Some of you might be like me. It's actually the fear of getting things wrong. It's the fear of making a mistake or the fear of not being good enough at something. And do you know, for years, this fear used to stop me doing things all the time. So I never entered a talent show at school because I was afraid that I wouldn't be good enough. I never dreamed that I would be up here talking to all of you, no way, or even playing the piano. And the worst thing was that if I didn't do a good job at something, I would beat myself up for days and days about it. But I can talk to you about this morning because I've been on a real journey with Jesus, and he's really helped me overcome this fear. And some of you might be a little bit like me this morning, and there might be something that you're afraid of or someone that you're afraid of that you come up against a lot in everyday life. It could be, for some of you, I know it's exam season. I'm a piano teacher, and my students tell me how terrified they are about their GCSEs or the AQE results or the big school they're going to. It could be that you're afraid of actually going into school because you're getting bullied or because there's a teacher that picks on you. Or it could be a fear of being on your own at all. Or, and this is very, very common, it could be a fear deep inside that something bad is going to happen to you or your family. So all of these are really real fears. And if you're afraid of something this morning, you're not alone. There's going to be a whole room of people beside you who are afraid of something. But I want to encourage you as we look at our story that Emily read so well for us, that just to keep that fear in the front of your mind, because I believe that God cares really deeply about each one of us and that he wants us to walk with him from fear to faith. So as Emily read really well for us, and hopefully you can see that picture clearly up there, when we meet Jesus' friends in the story, they're away out in the middle of a lake, far from shore, they're on their own, when suddenly a big storm starts, and their boat begins to rock and spin, and they're being tossed to and fro in the waves, and they're all terrified because they think they're going to drown. I don't know if any of you have been in that situation in real life, but as I was preparing this, I felt that some of you deep inside feel a little bit like they did, like Jesus' friends do. Deep down, you feel alone, or you feel frightened, or you feel far away from a safe place. And maybe it feels like whatever you do to try and face that fear, that the wind is still against you, and that you're being tossed about in the waves of worry. That might be this morning, it might not. But I want to lift out five little words in the next few verses that we could easily miss, but which could be really, really helpful for us, for those of us who have a hard time with fear. And sometimes the little words in the Bible are actually really, really important. And these are the five little words here: to, on, at, out, and in. The fancy word for them is prepositions, but one for each finger. And five really, really simple things to think about. Jesus comes to us. He walks on the water. When we look at him, he lifts us out of our fear and he gets into our boat. Really simple. And so let's look at the first two words that come together. Verse 25, shortly before the morning, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. Could you imagine going out in a kayak on Lurgan Park Lake and seeing someone walk across the water towards you in the dark? You'd be pretty frightened, wouldn't you? Pretty freaked out. And verse 26 says, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus spoke to them at once, and he said, don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here. And Jesus was showing his friends something really amazing. By walking to them and by walking on the water, he was showing them that actually, friends, there's no storm that can stop me from getting to where you are. There's nothing that can stop me from getting to where you are. And then he tells them, don't be afraid, I am here. And Jesus says that to us this morning, the I am, the Almighty God, the most powerful person in the universe is here with us, with you, is here in this moment, in this room, with us today. Whatever we are facing. Isn't that really beautiful to know that this morning? And I love what Peter, one of Jesus' friends, does next. You know, Peter's somebody who always puts his foot in his mouth, but actually here he put his foot in the right place. He got out of the boat and he looked right at Jesus. What instead of? Instead of the waves around him, he was focusing on Jesus. And he's the only one here who really sees Jesus for who he is. He looks right at him, and even though the storm is going on around him, he chooses to look at Jesus instead. And you know, of course, it's amazing, isn't it, that Peter could walk on water? I mean, it's absolutely incredible. But you know, the next bit I actually love even more, because when Peter becomes distracted again and sees the waves all around him and begins to sink, what does Jesus do? He reaches down. Immediately, it says, he reaches down and lifts Peter out of the waves. And then he gets in the boat. And that's our last wee word. Into the boat. And calms the storm right down. And you know the best protection we have against things we're afraid of this morning? It's looking at Jesus instead of the things we are afraid of. Because when we look at him, we see how powerful he is. And we see how close he is to us. If God is for us, who can be against us? I want to finish by telling you a little story about me as a little girl. I must have been 6 or 7, and me and my cousin were playing on a lilo, just like this one, off the west coast of Ireland. on a beach, swimming away, chatting away in the water, just having a great time. And then suddenly we looked back and we realized we are out at sea here. Do you know the way the tide can just pull you out? And we were way away from the shore and we were terrified trying to swim back, but obviously on a lilo, just getting dragged out further and further. But there was someone very important watching that morning. Have you any idea who it might have been? It definitely wasn't our parents. They should have been, right? But there was a lifeguard up on his big high chair watching the beach and scouring the beach and making sure everybody was safe. And he saw us immediately and he knew we were in trouble and he swam with what seemed like super speed and super strength, you know, out to us and dragged us back to shore, much to the relief of our parents who hadn't been supervising us. But, you know, Jesus is a bit like that. He saw the disciples, didn't he, in the storm before he walked out to them. And he sees our problems before even we do. He promises us his presence and his peace, and he calms us right down. So let's move to the last slide then. Verse 32 said, "And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" Someone once told me that real faith is not the belief that everything is going to turn out perfect. Real faith is a living hope and an ongoing choice to hope in a person. And that's the person of Jesus. And you know, when Jesus gets into your boat like he did here, it doesn't mean that your circumstances will change. It doesn't mean that things start suddenly get easy. But he will. He has promised to bring you peace in the midst of that. He has promised to calm your heart. And if you don't know Jesus as your friend today, maybe you should invite him into your boat with you, into the mess, into the storms that you face, into your problems, and he will. He's promised he will give you his peace. So I just want to remind us of those wee fingers. Jesus comes to us wherever we are. He walks on the water. When we look at him, he lifts us out of our fear and he gets into our boat. So I want to end with just a little challenge to you. And it might be a challenge for me to do this, actually, because I don't know if I've practiced it enough. But it's called the Orange Experiment, and I don't know if any of you have seen this before. But what happens when I put an orange like this in the water? Float. I see people telling me it's going to float. Okay, let's have a go. Can everyone see this? Yeah? I'll lift it up for you. Okay, so there's the orange with the skin on. It's floating in the water, isn't it? Yeah? Okay. Now, watch what happens here. This is a bit like Blue Peter, isn't it? The one I prepared earlier. So watch what happens to this one. Do you think it's going to sink or float? So I'm no scientist, but apparently it has something to do with the porous nature of the skin or something. I just thought it was cool, to be honest. But Hannah, she's a teacher. She can tell you more about it afterwards. But I would encourage you. Apparently you have a challenge at the end of every jam service. And I would encourage you to try this at home and think about our story today. Because when we peel the skin off, the orange sinks. So the orange skin is its protection for sinking, isn't it? And our greatest protection from fear and worry and anxiety is keeping our eyes on Jesus, knowing he is powerful enough to bring us peace in our storm and that he is always close enough to pull us out of our fear and calm us down. He's a good God, isn't he? Yes. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, this morning we just are so amazed at you. We thank you that even though life can feel sometimes like we're being tossed around and constantly faced with challenges or things that might hurt us, Lord, we thank you that you always choose to walk to us. That you're always reminding us how powerful you are, but also how close you are. And that when we invite you into our lives, when we fix our eyes on you, you promise to get into our boat and you promise to calm us down. And Lord, I just pray for each and every person in this room this morning, loved by you, valued by you, created by you, that they would know the closeness of your presence and that they would know, as they fix their eyes on you, as we're going to do now, Lord, that our fears could be washed away. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.